And if you would never give up on your child, then rightfully so, hey, God will never give up on you. See, the one reason we believe in eternal security is because when we got saved, we got born into the family of God. God became our father. We became his children. I became his son. And that relationship will never end. Well, you're giving people a license to sin. Well, here's the thing. I have a heavenly father, and he's going to chastise me. He's going to scourge me, and he's going to give me spiritual spankings. And look, please understand this. If you're saved, God will chastise you. You can sit there and say, well, I don't care what the Bible says, and I don't care what the preacher says, and I don't care what anything says. I'm just going to do whatever I want and nuts to everybody else. Okay, you can go ahead and act like that with me and anybody else, but you're not going to act like that with God. God will have his way. God will come down hard on his children, but he'll never take away your salvation. Amen. Because once you're in the family whether you like it or not. So we believe in eternal security. Why? Because of God's promise of everlasting life. We believe in eternal security. Why? Because God is our Father. And God the Father disciplines, but he does not abandon. He will chastise us upon this earth. And look, on this earth, God will chastise us. On this earth, God will punish us. God, on this earth, he'll correct us on this earth. But he'll never take away our salvation.